You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba.
All I'm doing is just checking like any of the nooks and crannies, the crevices, the linings of the bags, to see if there's anything kind of crawling around here.
Yesterday, we boarded a foreign ship with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to patrol for insects. Government agents work hard to keep out bugs that could destroy our state's farm crops. But what happens when one manages to make it into California? Today, we have the second story in our three-part series on insects and borders, Operation Pest Patrol. KALW science reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch takes us to Southern California to learn about a bug that farmers fear could wipe out the state's citrus industry.
Do all grandparents in Southern California have a citrus tree in their backyard? I know mine did. Grandma Carmen Mares does too. She's lived in this house on Walnut Avenue in Pico Rivera for 32 years.
Yo tengo más o menos 32 años.
And she's had this lime tree in her backyard
como 20 años.
For about 20. She bought it as a sapling for $10 at Home Depot. It grew into a beautiful fruit-laden tree that she uses to make agua fresca or season food. She gives the excess fruit to her neighbors. But today, that lime tree is coming out. A crew of about a dozen people from the California Department of Food and Agriculture fill up Mara's yard on this hot October morning. They're cutting up the branches, trunk, and roots into small pieces. Every part of the tree must go.
We try to get as much as we can. Definitely no fruit. We try to take most of the foliage.
This is Patty Tran, environmental scientist with the Department of Food and Agriculture.
And we're double bagging all the foliage and the branches, and we're going to take it to a landfill.
So everything they cut off has to be contained
Yes. Into
bags.
Double bagged. Yeah, taped and then double bagged and taped again.
So why is the state removing this grandma's tree? Last month, Tran knocked on Carmen Mara's house as part of a neighborhood survey, collecting leaf samples to test for a deadly citrus disease that is spreading across Southern California. I've been tagging along with Tran and her colleague for the last few days as they go door to door, braving lawnmowers and barking dogs.
Good morning, Department of Food and Agriculture.
The citrus disease, called Walong Bing, doesn't spread on its own. It's transmitted by a grain-sized insect called an Asian citrus psyllid. It can't fly very far, but it can hop. And since practically every backyard in Southern California has a citrus tree, the bug is using these trees like stepping stones, hopping from one house to the next.
Hello. Hi, good morning. Hi, we're from the Department of Food and Agriculture. A citrus greening disease has been found in the area, so we're inspecting front yards and backyards for any citrus trees or any hosts. Do you mind if we take a look at your backyard? If we see any, we'll take samples.
Tran just walks right up to the lemon tree, and already...
So you can see there's one right here. This is the adult.
We're talking about a bug that's smaller than an ant. It's totally brown and clinging to the stem of a lemon leaf.
How did you see that bug?
Years of inspecting trees, but once you see it a couple of times, you'll never unsee it.
Tran wears an aspirator around her neck, like a stethoscope. It's a pretty simple contraption of a plastic vial with two rubber hoses coming out of it. She puts one hose in her mouth and points the other hose toward the insect.
And there's a little capture container, so we just point, and it will suck through here. And we caught it.
The bug came in through the one hose and fell into the vial. There's really only a small mesh screen keeping the bug from going out the other hose that ends in Tran's mouth. Sometimes the mesh moves and then...
You're like, oh, it's gone, but oh, it's in my mouth now. And that's happened more than once with all of us, so...
Tran's job is to collect any Asian citrus psyllids that she sees on the tree. She also collects leaf samples and takes them back to the lab, where they're tested for signs of the citrus disease. If the leaves test positive for the infection, Tran and her team at the Department of Ag come back and remove the tree. Sometimes Tran runs into resistance from homeowners who don't understand why their trees need to be tested, let alone possibly sprayed with pesticides and then removed.
We always try to bring up like Florida. It was too late for them. So what, they lost millions of dollars worth of citrus?
This same disease already destroyed half of Florida's citrus industry. The goal here is to contain and eradicate the disease in the backyards of Southern California so that it doesn't spread and ruin the citrus industry, like what happened in Florida.
So if you put it in that way, then they start to understand, like, oh, okay, well, it was too late for Florida, but we caught it in time. We don't want it to spread like them.
If you were to zoom out from this house, you would see modest stucco homes with bright green lawns, well-manicured shrubs, and a citrus tree in practically every backyard. If you zoom out even further to the neighboring towns, you'd see more of the same stretching in either direction. Then zoom further still to see all of Los Angeles, Ventura County to the west, Orange County to the south, San Diego. The entire Southern California landscape is dominated by citrus trees. And all of Southern California is infested with these bugs. And if you zoomed out even further so you could see the entire state of California, you could look north to the Central Valley and east to Riverside and see California's massive citrus orchards, a $3 billion industry that grows half of the country's fresh oranges, lemons, and mandarins. If the bug makes it to these commercial farms, the disease it carries could totally change the citrus industry in the U.S. Here's the thing, though. This headline, "Tiny Bug Found in Backyard Could Destroy California's Agriculture," it's a headline we've seen before.
There's another national economic story today. It concerns a tiny insect which is threatening the health of California's multi-billion dollar agricultural industry.
This is ABC News footage from 1981.
Today, efforts got underway to try to prevent the spread of the destructive fruit fly.
500 conservation workers are going house to house, stripping the trees of all fruit, which serves as the host to the Mediterranean fruit fly.
Okay, if you haven't heard the story of the medfly, it's a wacky one. This tiny fly from Africa popped up in backyards in San Jose and the San Fernando Valley, a fly that could infest produce. Fearing the bugs would multiply and spread, the state flew helicopters over LA and the Bay Area for years spraying malathion pesticides. Residents shut their windows and stayed indoors while these choppers slowly worked their way across the sky.
You feel like you're in a war zone because it's us against them spraying malathion.
Many California residents protested. The state stopped aerial spraying for the medfly in the mid-90s and turned to other methods of pest control instead. Then, in 2007, another bug popped up as a potential threat, the light brown apple moth. A plain, kind of boring-looking moth, but its caterpillars will eat almost anything.
Farmers in Tracy are on edge tonight following the discovery of a light brown apple moth. Farmers in the San Joaquin Valley say the apple moth poses a serious threat to their crops.
This time, the state sprayed a natural pheromone out of planes to distract the moths from mating. When the state proposed spraying the Bay Area, residents protested, saying the state was yet again too quick to spray without considering the consequences.
Sometimes I call it spray first, ask questions later. Other times I call it we spray, you have no say.
This is Nan Wishner of the California Environmental Health Initiative. She was an activist working with the city of Albany when she heard about this spraying plan. She formed a group of other environmentalists, healthcare workers, and parents and sued the state, halting its plans. By law, the Department of Food and Ag has to do an environmental impact review before it starts spraying pesticides. But the department is allowed an exemption for an emergency, like a brand new insect appearing in California. The state says it's got to act fast when it finds one of these bugs. But Wishner says the State Department declares an emergency a lot and just starts spraying.
Since the early 80s, they've just been declaring emergencies over and over, year after year, for the same handful of pests. Obviously, they're not emergencies if they recur every year or multiple times in the same year.
So in 2014, the Department of Ag did a large-scale environmental impact review for all of its pest programs. They even tried to quantify possible pesticide use for insects that might appear in California, basically trying to get out ahead of some of these emergencies. But Wishner's organization wasn't having it. The group felt that the state was just trying to give themselves a license to spray. Anytime, anywhere, forever. So this year, her group, along with other environmental groups, sued the state again. And the judge ruled in their favor.
Finally, somebody other than us, who can't be billed as a crazy activist, this is a very centrist judge with years of experience, said, no, you can't do this. One of the things the judge dinged them for, in his opinion, was that they didn't even make an attempt to quantify their own pesticide use.
The state appealed the judge's decision, and it's still in the courts. Look, Wishner's main argument is this. That headline, "Tiny Bug Threatens to Destroy California's Ag," she wants us to see beyond that. Some of these insects do pose a real threat to farms, but Wishner wants the health and environmental risks of spraying pesticides to be considered right alongside the economic threat to the ag industries.
I don't think you can talk about the survival of citrus and the citrus industry without putting environmental stewardship and protection of human health right next to it.
I talked to Steve Lyle from the California Department of Food and Ag on the phone. He told me his agency follows the state's environmental rules and only uses chemical products that are deemed safe for human health by the EPA. And he says it's his agency's job to protect the food supply for California, and really the country, because, you know, half of the produce eaten in the U.S. is grown right here in our state. Remember our grandma in Pico Rivera and her backyard lime tree? Carmen Mares and her son-in-law are now standing on their front porch, watching as the state's agriculture crew loads bag after bag into a pickup truck to take her tree away. There's one less citrus tree in Southern California now. Mares tells me it was just yesterday that Patty Tran from the Department of Food and Ag came back to tell her the results from her tree's samples. One of the trees tested positive for the citrus disease, and that's why it has to go.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yesterday, ayer, mm-hmm. y ahora...
Lo cortaron.
Ya está. Mm-hmm. Wow.
No more tree.
No more tree. It's like it was never there.
The crew fills the hole in where the tree was, and all that's left is the strong smell of limes that is making me strangely crave beer at 9 o'clock in the morning.
¿Y cómo siente?
Pues... Quiero mis arbolitos, me dolió mucho el que me cortaron acá, pero si ya es por necesidad, pues ni modo, ¿verdad?
Mara says she loves her trees, and it hurts to see one go, but if it has to be done, what can you do? I do want to be clear, there's nothing Mara could do. If she had refused to have her tree sprayed with pesticides and removed, the state's agriculture team would have come back to her house with a warrant and would have sprayed and removed the tree anyway. This is the price we're paying as Californians, to eat the fruit we want and to maintain the multi-billion dollar agriculture industries in our state. Grandmothers are sacrificing their backyard citrus trees to protect California's commercial farms. For Cross Currents, I'm Marissa Ortega Welch.
It took a while for you to find me, but I was hiding in the lime tree, above the city in the rain cloud. I poked a hole and watched it drain.
Marissa is our science reporter. Reach out to her at science@kalw.org. This is the second story in our ongoing series, Operation Pest Patrol. The series was made possible by funding from the 11th Hour Food and Farming Fellowship. Tune in tomorrow for the final story.